Well, good morning to you on the hookup. As Bob says, it's good to hear your smiling faces. Well, you can all take your Bibles or your phones and go to Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. That's where I'm going to start out. And I was so thankful that we all here in this room, and perhaps I know that those of you on the hookup were praying right along with us, maybe in the spirit, however you were doing it, because that's one of the greatest avenues where our lives can be changed is through prayer. And yes, we've all had many teachings on prayer. We know about prayer. We pray a lot. And it's a wonderful thing, but I just chose a few verses on an aspect of prayer that I think, at least for myself, that, man, maybe I need to really increase. Maybe I need to turn it up a few notches. So I'd like to look at Matthew chapter 7, and I'd like to look at the aspect of asking or ask. And I'll center around that word ask in these verses. So go to Matthew chapter 7. And I'm sure you're all there except me. Matthew 7, verse 11 is where I'll start. Oh, excuse me. I'll back up to 7. Yeah. Ask. There it is. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that seeketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you, then being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him. So you really do not have to be afraid. Well, I've never been afraid, but I've learned a lot to get maybe bolder and braver in my prayer life. Because God is our loving Heavenly Father. And he knows how to give good things to his children. But if you don't ask, you're never going to get it. He wants you to ask. Go to Matthew chapter 18. Matthew 18. Whenever in that direction. And we'll start in verse 18. Matthew 18:18. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And verse 19, here's how it works. Again, I say unto you that two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. And we had, you know, we prayed for all those people and for situations. And God was right here in the middle of us, listening to our prayers. But if we never asked, he would know. But he wants us to ask. What a wonderful privilege we have. Matthew 21, go to Matthew 21. And this is Jesus Christ, you know, in these first few verses, is Jesus Christ talking, you know, to his disciples and other people. I wonder how that must have been. Well, I wonder how he must have looked. He must have had a twinkle in his eye, maybe a big smile on his face, on one, you know, some of these things he was teaching them. What did I say? Matthew 21? Mm-hmm. And this is a... Let's start in verse 18. Now in the morning, as he returned unto the city, he hungered, and he was with his disciple. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it, and found nothing thereon, but leaves only, and said to him, to it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. It withered immediately. And when the disciples saw this, I mean, they were walking with him, and he's talking to this fig tree. And he says, nothing's going to grow on you starting right now. And immediately as they're watching, it dies. What would you think? What would you do? That must have been thrown. That must have been a marvelous sight. I hope to see the tapes when I get into heaven. That'll be awesome. And so immediately the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how soon is this fig tree withered away? Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, there must have been a mountain hanging around, but if you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And verse 22, and all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. You know, wow. Maybe we can move some mountains. I don't know. Yeah. We can move some mountains with believing prayer. That's not bad. If you need to, he can call on you or me. John 14. Go to John 14. John 14. Verse 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. If I was a disciple and I was listening to this for the first time, I'd have said, you're not talking to me, Lord. Because I know what you've done. You've cast out devil spirits. You've raised people from the dead. You've healed countless numbers of people. I don't know about that. And you're saying that I can do those and greater? You got to be kidding me. That's what I would have said. But that's what he said. He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, ask in his name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Wow. The Father's going to get glorified because of your prayer life, if you ask. In verse 14, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Anything. Boy, that's not bad, huh? John 14. John 15. John 15. Turn the page. At least I get to turn the page. I don't know about that. You guys have a phone. It's not my fault. John 15, verse 4. Here's one of the favorite sections here that talks about prayer. Abide in me. He's talking to his disciples again. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Verse 7, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. So we abide in him through this word of God, this wonderful word of God. If we let those words abide in us, we're going to ask. We get to ask him whatever we want. He's going to do. Wow. And verse 8, this is what's really pretty cool, actually. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. God is glorified when you get answered prayer. Isn't that awesome? He's glorified that you are asking him for stuff. He's happy. He wants more. I think he wants more, actually. If he's happy to do it, I'm happy to do more. Yeah. Yeah, is that right? That's one of my favorites. Here, I'd like to read that again. Here it is, my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. And he wants you to bear fruit. He wants you to have a fruitful life. He wants your prayer life to be fruitful. He's happy when you have answered prayer in your life. So keep it up. Keep asking. Wow. Go to Ephesians 3:20. That's a big one. Ephesians 3:20. And we'll start in verse 14. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. And that ain't bad. That's talking about all of us, because this is addressed to the church. And that ain't bad. But then it goes to verse 20. Now unto him, God, who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Wow. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we... How big can you ask? How much can you think? I know I can think more. I mean, see what I'm saying? Kind of like I looked at some of these verses and I go, geez, maybe I'm not underestimating them, but maybe I got to expand my horizons a little bit. Go to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. And this verse will not have ask. Well, it does have asking. It's not. Philippians 4, verse 6. Be careful, or anxious for nothing. We've all heard this verse before. Be careful, or anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests. And request is asked. You're asking God something. Let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You want that peace? Yeah. Then you keep praying, you keep asking, and that peace is going to come. When that peace has come, when I've experienced that, I know that God's going to answer my prayer. And then no question about it. When your hearts get settled and peaceful, wow. Wonderful thing. James, let's go to James. Chapter 1, verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy. Well, I don't know. Anyway, but he said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And if you need to get smart on something, ask God. He's waiting for you. He can do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. It's not a problem for him. Maybe for us, but not for him. So ask. And let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. But he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. So tell your mind to settle down. God will take care of you. Ask. He'll give you the wisdom you need. Go to 1 John. Only two more sections here. 1 John, chapter 3, verse 18. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart, knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. So, you know, if you don't have any sin in your life, I guess, if you're not condemning yourself about something you may have done, your heart's good. You're going to be clean. And when you go to God, ain't going to be no problem. All you have to do is ask, and he's ready and willing to answer your prayers. Ask. We got one more. 1 John 5. Verse 13, this is the last place we'll. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything, according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. And that's one of the great promises, I think. If you praying to God for something, and you get to the place where you really believe that he hears you, then you know what? You know that he's going to answer your prayer, because he just said it. So what I was doing when I was looking through these verses that I meditated on, and you know, it's got control you stuff even bigger and above than what you teach. And the impression I got he was trying to get across to me is pray Beaver. I said, okay. So that's my admonition to you, is pray for it. Expand your horizons like I'm going to do, and see how God will bless you in the next few days. So, God bless you.
Thank you, God. You know, it's almost like God is saying, prove me. Because we may be limited in what, like you were sharing, what we can ask for sometimes, and not for big enough. But God's not limited. God is the God of the possible. So whatever we ask according to his will, with God, it's a done deal.